Scano Sego Sigoli on E. I'm David Moses with your CKRZ 100.3 FM news. Organizations in the community held events focusing on language Friday, March 31st for National Indigenous Languages Day, including CKRZ. But Aboriginal Legal Services, or ALS, also held an event at the gathering place but focused on creativity in the courtroom. Lisa Vinivri is the coordinator of the Road to Your Name program, or Yohat De Nego Suna, and Indigenous Knowledges Helper for ALS, and has been with them for more than 11 years.
Since we've, you know, started the Indigenous People's Court in Brantford in 2014, we've tried to have justice conferences every once in a while, you know, to bring the justice providers together and to, you know, keep them up to date on their education about Ongwehonwe people. And, you know, we talk about justice, we talk about how things are going, we talk about how different our worldviews are, you know, we talk about a lot of different things at our justice conferences. So we hadn't had one in a long time, so we thought, you know, we better have another justice conference, and we got it together to have it at the end of March, March 31st, and people must have wanted to come to a justice conference and must have not been to one in a long time because it filled up so fast.
I asked Ms. Vinivri about the importance of language in the courtroom.
In our programs that we've created, the Indigenous Knowledge Helpers Program and the Yohat De Nega Suna, the Road to Your Name Program, Aboriginal Legal Services has created those two programs to work in conjunction with the court. And through those programs, that's our focus, is to use as much language as we can as we deliver Indigenous knowledge to people. And we created the podcast, the Road to Your Name podcast. You can find it on most podcast platforms, wherever you listen to your podcasts. And in there, we interview different knowledge helpers, different knowledge holders in their own communities. And they always share their knowledge in language. And as Jan says, Gahadio, she always says the culture is in the language. It really is. You know, you can't separate those two. They are connected forever.
Several language and knowledge keepers from Six Nations were also at the ALS event, including Deohande Miller. I asked him how creativity plays a role in the courtroom.
When we're talking about creativity, we're talking about breaking rules and breaking habits and all of those things that can change the course of your life. It has all to do with our thinking. And we were given these instructions right from the very beginning. It's in our creation story about how we're to be thinking. And that's how the opening address comes into play, because that's kind of like the rule books about how we're to be interacting with all of other life forms. So it's not just human beings. It's like, that's why we say our relatives, because everything is alive. And that's such an important aspect, because our mind gets tricked. It gets tricked by our education and all the rest of it. And we don't realize just how creative we can be. Those people who are incarcerated are going to need that kind of creativity to break the habits that they're in right now. And I mean everything. It comes down to who they eat breakfast with. I would imagine a good majority of their friends are not a good influence. That's the kind of thing they have to get away from. They have to get out of the community. They have to get away from all of those things that are triggers for them. And it's not an easy thing. You're so accustomed to being that way. All it takes is just one little thing. And if you're not well grounded, the temptation is just overwhelming.
The ALS program was well attended with legal people from Brantford, Niagara, St. Catharines, and the surrounding areas. Lisa Vinivri also hosts the Road to Your Name program podcast, which can be found on most podcast platforms. For CKRZ-FM, I'm David Moses.